You're listening to SBS News.
French President Emmanuel Macron's address to the US Congress started much like the rest of his three-day visit. His opening words were filled with praise for the United States and the close and long-lasting relationship between the two countries.
Here we stand, in your beautiful capital city, whose plans were conceived by a French architect, Charles L'Enfant. The miracle of the relationship between the United States and France is that we have never lost this special bond deeply rooted not only in our history, but also in our flesh.
President Macron likened his friendship with US President Donald Trump to the tight bonds between other leaders before them.
In 1778, the French philosopher Voltaire and Benjamin Franklin met in Paris. John Adams tells the story that after they had shaken hands, they embraced each other by hugging one another in their arms and kissing each other's cheeks. It can remind you something.
But then the French president moved his focus outwards, issuing a warning that freedom and Western values are at risk.
Both in the United States and in Europe, we are living in a time of anger and fear because of this current global threats. But these feelings do not build anything. You can play with fears and angers for a time, but they do not construct anything. Anger only freezes and weakens us.
In a perceived jibe at President Trump's America First agenda, President Macron urged the United States not to turn its back on the rest of the world.
We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world. It will not douse but inflame the fears of our citizens.
Borrowing from Donald Trump's own phrasebook, Mr. Macron appealed to the US leader for a commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement.
By polluting the oceans, not mitigating CO2 emissions, and destroying our biodiversity, we are killing our planet. Let us face it, there is no planet B.
The French leader also made a last-ditch effort to convince Donald Trump not to abandon the Iran nuclear deal after Iran rejected suggestions of a new accord.
As for Iran, our objective is clear. Iran shall never possess any nuclear weapons. Not now, not in 5 years, not in 10 years, never.
Guran Agurgic is a lecturer in US politics and foreign policy at the United States Study Center. She says she is doubtful Macron's speech will change Donald Trump's beliefs or his policies.
What I think really it boils down to is the kind of difference that we need to make between Donald Trump and Emmanuel Macron's relationship, and certainly a great rapport as that they have as people, and the discrepancy between their policies. I'm not quite sure that Emmanuel Macron will be just able to switch Donald Trump's beliefs, you know, by 180.
Dr. Gergic says the tight friendship the two leaders displayed throughout the visit is unlikely to be affected by the address.
I'm not quite sure that it's going to really rupture the relationship. I think that from what we've seen so far, there has been really a great effort actually on part of the U.S. to welcome the French administration. I don't think that this speech departs in any way from President Macron's prior statements.
President Macron's address to Congress was the first by a French president in more than a decade. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.